Alrighty. Hey, gang. Welcome back, you guys. Episode 55 of Zero Carb Journal. Matt here. Nice to see you guys. So it's a little later than normal. It's 9 o'clock, and it is unusual in that it is a Saturday, not a Sunday. But, you know, I'm sitting here working on my steakin' video. I want to show you guys how I make that. And we got it scheduled as part of Mike Keto Mad's Wobo week of beef only. Now, I kind of misunderstood because he said Wobo and I read it as week of beef only. Then I went back and watched his playlist and he's doing mostly week of burger only. But that's okay because I always eat burger only and you guys know that. And you've seen my meat cookies. So I didn't want to reprise that one. And this will dovetail nicely because this is going to be a nice way that people who are experimenting with doing a week of beef only, keeping it simple, keeping it strict, can find a little variety that maybe they weren't planning on in their week of burgers or week of beef only, or even if they're extending that out into the rest of the diet. As you guys know, I eat, you know, pretty much just beef only. I'm going to put lamb under the umbrella of beef, but ruminant only. You know, I eat my own beef and lamb, and for the most part, you know, I had my animals ground almost completely this year, so I eat pretty much just about, you know, 90% of the time is burger. So I do enjoy once in a while my steak as cooked as bacon. It's a way for me to get a little more fat than I get from my burgers, I think. If I eat just the steaks, you know, if I cook ribeye steaks and eat steaks, I'm not really able to, and nor do I really care to ingest much of the fat. You know, I try eat some of the soft, really digestible, you know, it feels really digestible. It gets my mouth and just melts my mouth. I eat that fat these days and I enjoy it. And I'm able to eat more and more as time goes on. But I have to discard quite a bit of the fat. And when I cook it like bacon, it seems like I'm able to eat all of it. So So I'm excited to share that with you guys. I'm excited to show you my bacon technique. It's as simple as it gets, but it sure makes delicious little treat for me. I really care for it. Now, if you don't, you know, if you're one who likes your meat raw or very rare, then you're probably not going to care for it because it's really just fried, you know, beef fried in its own fat, but I really like it. So anyways, that's why I'm here with, if you notice my cutting board and stuff in front of me, I'm sort of set up for that. But I figured while I got all my stuff set up, I might as well just go ahead and do this week's journal since I'm thinking about zero carb stuff and it's fresh in my mind. Oh, I'm going to unplug my fridge. Excuse me. There we go. That'll make the audio a little better. So I figured I'd do my journal here on Saturday and just get her done. And maybe you guys will get a chance to watch it earlier this week than normal. So anyways, here we are, Saturday after Christmas, in between Christmas and the New Year. Merry Christmas, you guys. Hope you had a great holiday if you celebrated. Hope you got to spend it with family. You know, mine was really good. I had a wonderful time. I went down to my parents' place and my brother and sister and my sister's boyfriend were there, and my cousin came by, and we saw my aunt, and a friend of my sister's, but for the most part, it was just family, close family, and it was really nice. Had a really, really good time. You know, it gets easier and easier as time goes on. Still hard to see them suffer from what they're suffering from and not making changes, doing the same thing each day and expecting something to change. So, you know, I get, though, that it's probably hard to know what to do, but, you know, I feel like everyone could at least get a little bit stronger each day or try something with the diet. And I know how much inflammation affects pain and things like that. So I just, you know, always hope that I guess it's hard. You know, I know now how much dietary intervention affects my inflammation, which affects my overall pain markers in all of my issues. You know, things that are injured on me, my big toe that's broken from kicking rocks, surfing, and my thumb from squeezing crimpers over and over again. I'm sure I have tendon damage in there, whatever, some kind of carpal tunnel type thing. And But the pain pretty much goes away when I don't have inflammation, and the inflammation I can control via diet. So I can dramatically change the way my injuries affect me day to day by diet. And yeah, I always wish other people would at least experiment. It may not work. I mean, a pretty good chance. A lot of people out there in the world have injuries that diet wouldn't even touch, I'm sure, and pain that the diet would have no effect on. But you don't know until you try. So, but I had a great time. I really enjoyed it. And was there for a few days, and yeah, it was just wonderful. And I'm taking a break from all of my goals and a lot of my projects. And I've just been kind of cruising this week, and that's been nice too. I have been getting some stuff done. But I'm not saying, what are you working on right now? You know, when I find myself with downtime, I'm just kind of letting myself relax and cruise into the new year. So hope you guys are doing the same. Hope you're having a great one. One of the things I wanted to talk about this week was I wanted to touch on, something I just kind of touched on. I wanted to talk about something I just touched on, which is, you know, how our experiences can be useful to those around us. And a little bit of it with, you know, is going to come from a place of frustration with me, as I just mentioned. And really the idea is a simple one. It's just that, you know, all my life I've been very sensitive, and I suspect any one of you who have been, you know, actively seeking, you know, a diet that works well for you are probably, fall in the same category of being very sensitive. You know, when I was really young, I recognized that sunscreen would burn my eyes in a way that wasn't normal. It wasn't like what the other people experienced. And now I look back and I know that I was, you know, sensitive, or, you know, was bringing out some sort of rash or reaction. But sunscreen and particularly sunscreen and chlorine would cause my eyes to have, you know, attacks after the event. Like usually a few hours after swimming in the pool and sunscreen during the day, I would have these vicious attacks where my eyes would water. I wouldn't be able to see. And those would sometimes, they wouldn't last for days, but they would manifest for days. In other words, it would happen for like an hour or two one day, and then the next day, with no reintroduction of sunscreen or chlorine, I would get another attack and I wouldn't be able to see for 20 minutes or half an hour or an hour. And my eyes would be bright red with a big line across the middle and just burnt red. Like an eye hive or something, or an eye rash. And so I noticed that, I mean, when I was very young, and I stopped using sunscreen, and to this day I still don't, for better or for worse. And again, when I was about 20 and started doing my own laundry, I noticed that dryer sheets would give me a rash around my waistband. So I was always really sensitive to things. And, you know, I look back on that now, and now I see it all sort of, you know, dovetail so nicely into the rest of my, you know, what I've uncovered about how my autoimmune issue, I guess, you know, brings about those symptoms when my system is, you know, feels like it's being attacked by anything foreign, or not anything, but some foreign, you know, stuff. So, you know, I recognize that now, and all my life I had, you know, I had episodes of food poisoning that I now know that may or may not have been, but definitely had a lot of the components that I recognize now as part of my autoimmune thing, you know, the losing consciousness and lightheaded and hair standing on end and feeling kind of like a cross between an allergic reaction and food poisoning. And at any rate, you know, there's those of us who are really sensitive. And man, I guess really all I wanted to say was I just sure wish the rest of the world, especially those of us, you know, our loved ones, those who are close to us who have been able to watch it and see us get better and see us, you know that it's not in our heads. I feel like we're the canary in the coal mines, and I just can't. It's so hard to be ignored, for that message to be ignored. You know, I feel like I've discovered the secret to health, like the fountain of youth. And it may not be near as profound for people who aren't sick. But nonetheless, you know, you take that little canary down in the mine and he drops dead, but you don't feel it. You know, my analogy is just that all the people around us are just kind of going, oh, yeah, he's not doing so good, but I'm strong. Won't bother me. I can't even feel it yet. And gosh, you know, that just, it's so hard. And I know you guys know this, but it is so hard to know that, you know, everyone is being affected in some ways. I had a great experience this weekend with my family because my cousin, my brother and I, you know, we talk about diet with I we talk the whole family, we talk about, you know, I try to be quiet, but I'm too much of a zealot. I still try not to talk about it too much, but it comes out and they ask questions. And at any rate, you know, I mentioned somehow in the conversation, I just said, I feel like everybody, you know, would benefit from dropping grains and would notice it. And then, you know, it might not be that big a deal. You know, many people would may choose to go back to the grains, you know, and I think many people do. But, you know, if you dropped them for 30 days, put some back in, waited a few days, I think almost everyone would notice some effect, good or bad, you know, good and bad, probably. How about that? Good and bad. And then could evaluate whether or not that, you know, the decision to eat them was worthwhile. So my brother and I were talking about that. And then my cousin came over and he's a vegetarian as well, and I think has been for quite a while. And he said, yeah, you know, I went gluten free when some of my friends were doing it. And he goes, and I definitely goes, I feel so much better without it. And he goes, but I like beer and bread, so you know, I do it knowingly. And he goes, and I'll probably do a period without it again. And you know, I just, that's all I ask of people. That's all I hope. I don't ask anything. I just, all I hope, especially the people I care about in my life, is that they would at least explore. You know, I know and I understand why people don't. I used to believe strongly, like, BS. I'm gonna feel crappy and great no matter what. You know, I've been eating all this stuff my whole life. That ain't gonna make a damn difference. That's how I always feel. You know, I would have died, went to my grave thinking that same way if I hadn't been forced to make changes. So I totally understand why, you know, how hard that is to wrap your head around. But I'm just saying, in my heart, I sure wish people would experiment, because I think everyone could improve their day-to-day life exponentially. And my, you know, my experience is, wow, what a profound difference. But I think for a lot of people, it could be profound. But even, you know, even if it wasn't, I think it would be worth knowing. But hey, that's just me. So anyways, that's my thought for the week, is the canary in the coal mine. That's us sensitive people. So, you know, the rest of you folks, pay attention. And yeah, so we're heading to the new year. So I've been, like I said, kind of chilling this week. Looking forward to writing my goals for my next. Now, I don't do year goals, you know, I never seem to really stick to those. So I'm going to write my goals for my next 90 days and sort of decide where what my direction is. But really looking forward to 2019. You guys, I've been thinking about 2018. It's been unbelievable for me. And you guys have been a huge part of that. Just an enormous progression, an enormous year progression for me. I feel like I've moved forward so far. I've dropped all my hang-ups with calories and the scale, thanks to zero carb, my body composition, I'm completely happy with. I'm totally calming down about all of it. I'm still, you know, looking forward to trying to reach my, I'm going to do hard workouts because I want to do those tricks that I still am not strong enough to do. But I like the way I look these days. I'm not interested in, at the moment anyways, or any, you know, I'm not trying to control which direction I'm going, other than trying to get stronger. But yeah, it just, that feels great. My health, you know, I haven't had a, knock on wood, I haven't had any kind of real bouts of any of my symptoms since August when I ate that bacon. I did have an interesting experience this week. We went out to lunch, and I ordered some burgers. We were there again at a nice restaurant, and again the burgers were handmade. You know, I could tell they were ugly and thick. And I took one bite, you guys, and my hair stood up, and I got a hot flash, and it felt just like that experience in California when I got sick. And so I didn't eat them, and I was fine. I did ask the waiter if they make them by hand. He said yes. I asked him if they mix any like soy sauce or anything in there. He said he didn't. believe so. They should be just Kobe beef and some commercial ground beef that they buy that they mix together. So, you know, I really was just trying to identify, you know, I was really hoping he would say, yeah, we put one thing in there and I could identify a sensitivity. But at any rate, it did, you know, I did have a bit of a red flag, and I did listen to it and stop eating and felt fine. Now I'm not sure if I'd kept eating, if I would have got sick or not, but it sure felt like I was gonna. So yeah. So anyways, I've had a great year, you know, really learned to identify those symptoms. I've been healthy and strong, and then, you know, it's been years, you guys, that I've been strict with my regimen, strict with my journaling in terms of food diaries. You know, this is all part of the diet. I was so strict and so regimented, I was really stuck. And so that trip I took, that freedom being out in the world, that really is so much more closely tied to zero carb than I could ever explain. Because had I been doing my old, you know, still trying to manage my health, my old ways of eating, it was counting calories, weighing everything that went in my mouth, paying, you know, it was harder to find stuff to eat out on the road. I would have still probably been stuck at home cooking all my own meals. And I still would probably have been not able to work and make that happen financially, let alone just being free and relaxed enough, not anxious, you know, about what I'm eating and how many calories and having symptoms. I mean, I could go on and on, but that trip was really an indicator of a lot of progress. It really was just me being able to let go of all of the lifelines that I clung to while I was so sick and while I was putting myself back together. So what a great year. What a wonderful year 2018 has been. So looking forward to a lot more progress in 2019. Looking forward to growing with you guys and continuing to move forward with this project. It's been so wonderful for me to get so much support from you guys, but also to hear of your stories and that you guys are making progress. Kuhner, your 30 days, I hope that's going great. And, you know, this week coming up for the first week of 2019, we're going to kick off a week of burger only or a week of beef only, according to your preference. And if you don't follow Keto Mad, K-E-T-O-M-A-D, Keto One Meal a Day, Mike over there at Keto Mad, you really should. He's got a great channel going, and he's putting together this program of you know, a whole bunch of folks doing special blog posts and videos and all kinds of things to try and help folks who are new to carnivory, or maybe, you know, dabbling with carnivory, kind of dive in and do a week of beef only and see what that's like. You know, it sounds so intimidating when you're not here. It sounds so boring, so strict. You know, and here I am 2 years later, pretty much 2 years of beef only, and, you know, it's really what I crave at every meal. So really want to help you guys get over the hump, because there is a hump. You know, we always talk about adaptation, and there's a barrier to entry for everybody. So I understand how difficult it can be. So take advantage of what Mike's putting together here and everyone's support, and join us for a week of beef only starting on the 1st, I think, or maybe starting on... Yep, check his schedule. He's got the schedule. I'm not sure if it's Monday through Friday, or I'm not sure what he's doing. But I'll be putting up a special video for you guys at the end of the week with my steak in, maybe a little treat to end your week of beef only. And yeah, really looking forward to being a part of that and growing with the community and participating more. You know, I've been totally off Twitter. I haven't needed the... You know, to know that my other carnivore, you know, like I did in the beginning, I was so seeking other carnivores, and lately I haven't needed to. And you know, Twitter can be a bit rough. I think my skin might be a little thin for Twitter, not for the things that people are saying to me or the carnivore world, but just the stuff that bleeds in around the edges of Twitter might be a little rougher than I can take. I find I get on there, and I'm not having. You know, I'm not able to stay as positive, focused on the positive aspects of it as I used to be able to. I kind of get sucked off into the weeds. So, I don't know. I tried following people with different viewpoints of mine to open my mind. Maybe that's the problem. Anyways, I apologize for not being as active on there, but I'll try and do better. But anyways, 2019, boy, I'm sure looking forward to it, and I hope you guys are too. So I think that's enough. I'll cut it off here. Probably ready to move on with the next phase of my next video. And I hope you guys have a wonderful week. I really hope you guys have a glorious New Year celebration. I'm probably just gonna be here by myself as usual, but I will definitely be ringing in the new year with a lot of positivity, optimism, and yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful New Year celebration and kick off the new year right. Join us for a week of beef only, wherever you are, whoever you are. Please make some changes. See if you feel differently. Stop waking up feeling awful. Why not try something new for 2019? So, all right, gang. Well, thank you so much, as always, for listening and watching. And I will see you next year, I guess. How about that, huh? All right, you guys, have a great day. Have a great week. Have a great celebration. And I will see you next Sunday. All right, see ya.